Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. So we're working on getting Dr. John Christie on the show. We have some technical difficulty with that, but he is a climate change expert, and but I'm not in his category. But I'm this is an area that I've been doing a lot of work on, a lot of study, a lot of reporting. And a lot of reading, and so we're going to continue to march. I want to talk about that because this is something. It's in the news right now. The progressives, the socialistic wing of the Democrat Party, is pushing this hard. They're trying to make you and me feel like we're a bunch of Luddites, we're a bunch of dummies. If we don't, we're deniers. We're flat earthers. We're children of a lesser God because for whatever reason we don't belong. You know, we don't agree with what they're saying. We don't want to go along with their religious, what I consider to be nothing less than a religious situation. But so we have to talk about these things. There has to be some reason. There has to be some reason given to by the other side of this argument. We can't let what I call the climate change zealots. Get away with this. They have to know that people out there have to know. They deserve to know both sides of the topic. Bob, do we have Dr. Christie? Okay, still working on that. So, is he there, Bob? Okay. So, all right, so folks, as I said, we got Dr. John Christie here. He's a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, the director of the Earth System Science Center at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. And he's also a Nobel Prize winner in his work, which he received in his work on climate change and on global warming and climate change. Dr. Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So I was just telling the audience that we have to have this discussion, the other side of the debate, you and I are trying to debate, the other side, the progressive, socialistic, climate change zealots. I call them climate change zealots. They're not trying to debate us. They want to shut us down because they say it's settled science. And of course, as a scientist, you've taught us that science, by definition, can't be settled. Is that right?
Well, that's pretty much it, because in science we can only make claims, and those claims always have to be tested. They have to continually be tested. And so when we hear claims about climate change, people like me who know how to build the data sets and check those claims find them not to be credible. And yet that message is very difficult to get through the media today.
Right. Well, and as a non-scientific observer, when I see, and I've been tracking this since Kyoto, since the late 90s when the Kyoto Accords were being proposed, I've been tracking this on my show ever since then. You've helped us and other people have helped us. When I hear them talk about, when I hear them change their brand from global warming to climate change, that tells me that there's something going on there that's less than honest. When I hear them use terms like settled science, as someone who has some scientific education, that makes me say And then when I hear them not want to debate, when I can't even have a debate with my friends who are climate change zealots. When they won't even, they just say, well, you're just a flat earther, you're a Luddite, you're a child of a lesser God or something. That tells me that their argument doesn't have enough substance to justify what they're saying. What do you think? Give us some ammunition on how we can deal with these people.
Well, the one thing that you can always answer is when they make a claim and say, prove it, you know, and that's mm-hmm. one thing that they can't do, so they attack you personally. But when you were talking about changing the brand of this, it's a problem with people because they kind of get listener fatigue after a while, so you have to come up with a new brand. And, of course, the latest one here is climate emergency. Mm-hmm. And so you have cities and states and countries passing legislation now declaring a climate emergency. And but I suspect the average person will kind of get tired of that as well, mm-hmm. and they'll come up with something else.
But if they are able to do pass some policies that affect us, which is what they're talking about, then it hurts us out here on Main Street. And I want to talk to you about that after the break. Dr. John Christie and I will be right back. More to come on the truth, more of the truth of climate change. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.